Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I had all sorts of people send me this one. Mustang loud exhaust neutralized by angry neighbor with expanding foam. And this is a case of sabotage. It's a case of someone taking the law into their own hands. And of course, the person who did this is beyond an idiot. So we'll talk about this. Jacob Oliva wrote a story for MotorOne.com, but I saw it reported widely in other places because the man who was the victim of this posted, I think, on Facebook to let everyone know what happened to him. So we'll go through this. One of the many things that makes the Ford Mustang GT so exciting, apart from its naturally aspirated 5.0-liter goodness, is its active valve performance exhaust. This allows you to control your Mustang's noise level. You can choose from quiet to normal to track mode, but having driven the Mustang before, we know that it can still be a bit too loud even when on its quiet mode, especially if you live in a very sensitive neighborhood. This is Jacob Oliva again describing this. This is apparently the problem that Aaron Robinson faced with his gray Mustang GT, which was vandalized by neighbors who were apparently annoyed by his exhaust. Robinson posted about the incident on social media, along with photos of the damage done to his car, along with the note, and he posted a photograph of the tailpipe, and somebody sprayed that foam insulation inside them that expands and fills the space, and it's used often in drywall construction. Now, Robinson said he managed to get most of the stuff out of the exhaust, but not all. The car does run, but the tips of the exhaust are damaged, and he'll probably need to replace parts of the exhaust. And so what happened was this. He came out and he found a note on his car. The note says, "I finally found you. You want our attention? You don't want our attention. You have 14 days to take the mufflers or put the stock back on. Don't egg us on. You will only regret it!" Exclamation mark. "We encourage you to call the police. Install video. Nothing will work. Middletown Police is," and there's a phone number, "fix your muffler." So instead of just leaving the note, they left the note and they filled the pipes with that foam. Now, there's a problem with this on several levels, not the least of which is the vandalism to the private property is a crime, okay? So whoever left this note committed a crime. Second of all, there's threats implicit in this note. So it implies that if you try to do anything about this, they're going to come get you some more, which again, they've already broken the law once. They're threatening to break the law again. Now, the man who had this happen to him posted on his Facebook page, "Isn't this cute? Please come near me or my family or my car, cameras, and guns for days. If anyone knows anything, let me know. Honest to God, I'm a reasonable human being. I would have changed it, no problem. Just had to ask." So we know what's going on here, of course. And we have all known people who had loud cars, loud bikes, loud all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it's part of life. And I've lived in areas before where seemingly no one had exhaust on their cars. Seems every single car that went by, no exhaust or burned out exhaust or something. We've also seen the cars that have had the modified exhausts, okay? And the modified exhausts that are often a little bit too loud. And the police don't enforce these things, it seems, that often. But, of course, that doesn't mean that you get to enforce the law yourself. So the answer would have been to go and talk to the guy and say, "Excuse me, sir, but your car's a little bit loud, and for whatever reason, and you have a reason, like, you know, I've got a kid who's trying to sleep, or, you know, it upsets my animals, whatever." You go and speak to somebody like a civil human being. The problem, of course, is that when you vandalize the car, you've committed a crime. When you leave a note threatening more harm, if a person tries to figure out who vandalized their car, that's another problem. And so if this had happened to me, once in a while, people will ask, they'll say, "Steve, what would you do if this happened to you?" If this happened to me, I would make it my goal in life to figure out who did this and get them back. Not illegally, of course. I would do everything within the bounds of the law. But it wouldn't be that hard to figure out because this person must live nearby to where they claim this has happened often enough to bother them. So I would literally go door to door. I'd start knocking on doors. Start going, "Hey, do you have any idea who wrote this note? Do you recognize his handwriting? Do you know anybody who might do this?" I guarantee you somebody's going to narc somebody out and go, "Oh yeah, there's a hothead who lives next door. That sounds like him. That sounds like something he would do. Yeah, he does drywall for a living." And then what would happen is once you found out where this person lived, all kinds of crazy stuff might happen, things you can't control. But the point is that you don't let this rest. You don't simply just go, oh, some guy vandalized my car. I think I'll live with it. Because I think as a member of society, if you let this go, somebody vandalizes your car and leaves a note and says, hey, look, we're going to do more vandalism to you if you somehow break any of our perceived rules. That's a dangerous thing to have that person floating around out there. So what you need to do is you need to find out who it is and report them to the authorities or take whatever legal steps you can to discourage them from doing it again. But this is crazy. So Mustang, loud exhaust, neutralized by angry neighbor with expanding foam. That's actually really downplaying what happened here. What you have here is damage to private property, which is a crime. And as a crime, I hope this guy gets the police involved, and I hope that the police or someone can figure out who did this, and I hope he can make them pay for this. So again, getting back to me, what I would do if I found out who did it, first thing I'd do, I would sue them. I would sue them. Force them to hire an attorney and defend the case that they're going to lose. Okay? And in many states, you can sue somebody the same way they can be prosecuted for damaging private property. And you can often sue them in such a way that there's punitive damages. And so that, you know, that's the obvious thing. But there's an old saying that, you know, when you're carrying a hammer, everything in the world looks like a nail. And so when you're an attorney, a lot of solutions immediately knee-jerk is, oh, we'll sue them. That's part of the answer, you know. But part of the answer is you also go to the police and ask to have these people prosecuted. And also, karma being what it is, I wouldn't be surprised if after we found out who these people were, bad things would start happening to them. Again, simply because that's the way the universe works. The universe often balances these things out. So again, I would never recommend anybody do anything beyond the law. And that, of course, is what's starting this problem in the first place. The guy who didn't like the loud exhaust took the law in his own hands and he broke the law. So now you look at it and go, oh, one guy's got a loud exhaust, which might be a traffic offense. And the other guy's been damaging private property intentionally, vandalizing private property. That's a bigger crime. That's one of the things that you often see when things get escalated. Is you go, who's the first person who escalated this too far? And it got escalated too far by the idiot vandalizing a car that he didn't like the exhaust on. And like I said, I can remember one place I lived. If I went out and vandalized every car that had too loud of an exhaust, I'd be doing nothing but vandalizing cars all day long because all the cars had bad exhausts. What can I tell you? It's road salt in Michigan, I think, is what a lot of it is. So thanks, everyone who sent me the story. Motor1.com had it. Jacob Oliva wrote this version of it. But again, a guy vandalized the car with a loud exhaust, and that is an extremely idiotic thing to do. There you go. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A fine is a tax for doing wrong. A tax is a fine for doing well.